do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you.
Aloha and hello there, it is your Capitan. I am back with another episode of 106 of Coffee Talk with Captain Coffee. If you guys are enjoying this content, please go to Apple or Spotify and give us a 5-star rating if you would be so kind. And please do the same thing for for my other podcast, Where the Magic Happens. We would love some 5-star reviews as well. We have been getting bombarded with some trolls from some other podcast that doesn't like us, and they've been giving us 1-star reviews. So if you wouldn't mind, you know, helping us take it to those trolls and giving us some 5-star reviews, that'd be great. Yeah. Captain Coffee, the coffee itself, we're rocking and rolling. Please go get some. We're stocked, baby. We're ready for you. And I just tried 3 new flavors. We tried amaretto, chocolate raspberry, and apple pie. Did not love the chocolate raspberry. Did not like it, actually. So I doubt we're going to do that one. I really did enjoy the amaretto. It was very strong in flavor, which I think can really turn off some people, but it was very, very good. And the apple pie, I think, pound for pound, was my favorite because it was not crazy strong in flavor, but it was very noticeable, but subtle enough that I really enjoyed that cup of Joe right there. So very good. Peak, we're rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling. So please, if you want to take your health to the next level, let me know. DM me. I want to help people have a healthier relationship with food and exercise and them to be able to look at themselves in the mirror and be proud of the effort. Not exactly the way they look, which is always an important thing, but when you're always chasing aesthetics, it's never enough. Be thankful for what you got. And I know coming from me, that's very tough, but be thankful for what you got. Continue to work hard and always have a goal set, but I always want to help you make your goals achievable. So let me know if you want help and I'd be glad to help you. But I want to get into today's episode really quick. I'm a little frustrated. I had pretty much the episode completely done, recorded everything, and I deleted the whole podcast by accident. So it's actually forcing me to come at this in a different angle because I think maybe this was a gift from the universe because I came at this episode a little hard. So I think I'm going to take a calmer, more loving shift into this episode. But before I do that, let's do a thankful for deep breathing, double inhale through your nose, out your mouth. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, big inhale. Big exhale. All right. Here we go. I'm thankful for the turn in the weather. Damn, baby. We are getting some nice weather here in Maryland. It's been delightful. It's been wonderful. It's been fantastic. Loving it. It's just rejuvenating my soul. We had a really rough winter in Maryland. I felt like it literally was cold from October to April, and now it's April 11th, and it's like, that's a long time for it to be like bone-chillingly cold. So it's finally passed. Good riddance. I'll see you in probably like 3 minutes because it's Maryland and the weather sucks. But anyway, I digress. Let's hop into today's episode. Oh boy. Be the ant. Be the ant. And here's what I mean by that. Let's talk about this. So, I don't know. Maybe you guys wouldn't know this movie. I think it came out in 2019. It's called A Bug's Life. Huge movie. I think it was one of Pixar's first. If I'm correct, it was Pixar's first. I could be wrong. Maybe Toy Story was their first and this was their second. But I digress. Minor detail. If you have not seen it, let me give you a backstory. It's about this colony of ants that are, you know, gathering food for the grasshoppers. Because the grasshoppers are big and powerful. But the ants outnumber the grasshoppers by tenfold. But you know, the ants are, they're timid and they're not strong, and you know, they don't want to stand up to the big, scary, I'm going to protect you because I know what's best for you grasshoppers, right? Then there was this one ant named Flick, who was like, you know what? Fuck this! I am no way! And he stands up to the grasshopper. The grasshopper beats the living shit out of him. I remember as a kid, that kind of traumatized me. But he stood up to him, knowing that they were majorly outnumbered, or knowing that they were majorly outnumbered when it came to strength. But when it came to numbers, the ants outnumbered them 10 to 1. There was a really cool scene where the grasshoppers, they knew this. They knew that the best way to make them fall in line was through fear and dependency on what the grasshoppers can offer the ants. No one in the world thinks ants are strong. They're not. They're well, actually, they are. Pound for pound, they're actually very strong. But compared to grasshoppers, grasshoppers would squish them and destroy them, and no, they're really no threat. You have 10,000 grasshoppers. You have 10,000 ants versus 10,000 grasshoppers. I think the ants are going to win. Right? Okay. So that's kind of what happens in the movie. The grasshoppers get scared of the numbers. They see the numbers. And their fear tactics no longer worked. And the grasshoppers were like, oh, shit. We got exposed. They're standing up to us. They don't need us. They ran. The grasshoppers did. They fled the scene like cowards. No longer seen again. And the ants became victorious. Great story. What? Why am I bringing this up? What am I talking? Why should we be the ants? Well, let's start with this. I'm going to drop in two audio clips here, and I want you to listen, and I want you to pay attention for me.
You knew everything I did about sleep. It's an entirely selfish act to prioritize my sleep. I don't want to die any sooner than I have to, and I don't want to live with disease any longer. And the greatest health insurance policy that I know of that is universally available, largely free, and mostly painless is this thing called a night of sleep. So I'll gift it to myself every single night.
I don't see it as selfish because, of course.
Okay, so there's one clip. Let me give you one more.
So what they found was that those people who are in the top quartile of being most regular relative to those people who are highly irregular, if you had good regular sleep, you had a 49% reduced risk of mortality relative to someone who was very irregular. Of that general all-cause mortality risk, when you split it apart, there was a 35% decrease in cancer mortality specifically, and there was almost a 60% de-risking of cardiovascular mortality risk if you are regular versus irregular. Then they did this brilliant thing because they were measuring both the quantity of sleep and when these individuals were sleeping. They did what I just said, which is they put them into a statistical model. Sure enough, the quantity of sleep, just as we've shown time and time again, was very predictive of all-cause mortality using that sweet spot of 7 to 9 hours. And we can speak about what happened.
So a couple things. I want to apologize about my audio there. I just realized that it was really shitty. I apologize. I think I figured it out now. So thank you for being patient with me. But all right, now you're probably wondering, why am I sharing that? So that his name is Matt Walker. He's like the sleep guru of this century. Very smart man, talks about the importance of sleep, and pretty much said that it's if you really want to be and maintain a healthy lifestyle, getting sleep is one of the most important things you can do. Now, what is a reason why we as a society of America don't get a lot of sleep? Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Number one, we got to be up early for work, don't we? We got to commute to a job that's paying us the bare minimum. We got to commute to a job that we could do at home and get an extra hour of sleep instead of waking up at 6 a.m. to drive to our work that we don't need to be at. So why am I saying it? Why am I putting this out there? Well, let's bring up another scenario, shall we? When we don't sleep, which he talked about in this episode, but I did not record it because I wanted to talk about it. Our bodies release what's called ghrelin. It is a hunger hormone, which means that when you wake up, you will be statistically and chronically more hungry that day because you did not get enough sleep because your body is literally releasing the hunger hormone. When you get enough sleep, your body releases a hormone called leptin, which helps you stay satisfied. So what happens when you get you're hungry? What can happen? What you eat? You get the munchies. That's literally what it's called. Everyone thinks when you get the munchies, it's actually because you're high. No, you get the munchies because you're releasing ghrelin at a high level because you didn't get enough sleep. And what happens when we eat a lot? And I know that this might piss off some people, and I'm sorry, but it's really the truth. The reason why we gain fat is because we are consuming more calories than we're burning, right? But we gotta go sit in an office, which means we're very sedentary. But then, because we're not sleeping because of said job, we eat a bunch of shit because we're hungry at the munchies. So we gain weight. We need to go on medications. We need to go on high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, mental health medications, all of these things. And who reaps the benefit of that? Oh, and also when you're, it was also really funny to put this in there as well.
when you're eating, what are you eating? You're eating, food, right? Oh, that's correct. So, funny. And it's probably food you're buying from the grocery store. Probably. And, you know, it's statistically proven that when you are not sleeping and you're releasing ghrelin, you get hungrier for processed, carby, sugary foods. And what's the cheapest food item out there? I could go to Target right now, or I could go to Walmart, I could go to Aldi, I could go to Safeway, I could go to Food Lion, whatever it may be, and I could go down the aisle. Bag of chips, big-ass bag of chips is $2. I go down the healthier aisle, I want some almonds or some walnuts or some mixed seeds, whatever it may be. We're talking $6, $7. That's okay. Let me go down to the cereal option here. You know, let me go down that aisle. Oh, you can get a big ass thing of cereal for $1.50. No fiber, no protein, no real substantialness to it at all, other than it's just food that you can eat, which is, you know, hey, that's okay. But, you know, you're going to probably eat a lot of it because you got the munch, because you're not sleeping, because you got to go to work. Or, hey, you know what? Instead, I'm going to just drop by the Starbucks or Wawa or Sheetz or a gas station, just get something real quick to eat because I just didn't have enough time to make food because I got to wake up early so I can get to work on time. Or I was trying to get an extra 20, 30 minutes of sleep, so I got to sacrifice, you know, either getting an extra 30 minutes of sleep or having a nice, good, wonderful, high-protein, nutrient-dense breakfast. Now, what happens when you gain weight and you get unhealthy and you become pre-diabetic or you become diabetic? Or you have high blood pressure, you get on medications. And, who's benefiting from all that? Just putting it out there. So now, let's now think, you know, America is telling us right now that, you know, hey, it's okay. You know, work hard. You know, you're going to reap the reward of all of your hard work. You're going to go to school. You're going to get a good paying job, good, great health insurance too. I'll tell you that. You're going to live the American dream. Just do what we say. Trust me. We have your best interest at heart, man. We want what's best for you. We want you at work because we think it's really good for camaraderie. We really want to build a good relationship between you and everyone else. Follow what we say. We're here for you. We want you to have, we want you to live an abundant life here in America. But you just got to listen to us. What we got to say. I promise. Just follow what we're saying. It'll be good. I promise. All that lack of sleep you're doing, don't worry about it. It's going to pay off in the future. Don't worry about it. You're good. I promise. You need what we offer you. You know, hey, I know the health insurance is a lot, but aren't you glad you got it? Hey, listen, man, I know it's tough right now, but hey, you know, why don't you just go get some cereal for dinner? That was actually said, by the way. Because, you know, things are expensive right now, and I understand things are expensive, but just work harder. Go get another job. Stop buying your avocado toast and your Starbucks. Save that money. Save it. You know, buy a house in the future by saving your money, right? Just follow, listen to what I'm saying. Send your kids to school, man. Hey, the education in the school, that's where you want them. You want them in the school. The school is what's going to teach them the ways of the American way. This is where they're going to grow and become an American. This is where they're going to go and they're going to learn all about all of the wonderful things that we've done as a country. Just follow what I'm saying. Let them just trust me. Trust me. I'm the government. I'm a political party. Trust me, man. I know what I'm talking about. Look at me. I'm a well-established boomer. Don't you want the lifestyle that I have, the pension, the retirement, the savings, the white picket fence with the family and the big minivans and the vacations and all that wonderful stuff? You just got to do what I say, okay? Sounds a lot like to me that our government and our political parties are the grasshoppers. Feeding us lie after lie after lie, telling us to follow what they want, do what they say, be obedient. Hey, you got to go to your job now. It's important. Show up. Put in the time like I did. And the reason why I bring up all these little things is because we're falling into exactly what they want. Obedient, little, worthless, weak ants. And that's what we are to them. But deep down, we, the American people, outweigh those political, pompous, 1% dick cheese heads 10 to 1. They actually fear us. They know that if we decided to come together and actually make a stand of peaceful protesting, boycotting certain companies, becoming more independent, starting your own LLCs, generating your own wealth, not depending on these big companies, no longer going to the grocery store and buying these fruits and vegetables and these meats and actually starting your own garden and maybe investing in your farm friends or things of that nature. We have the control. We're just scared to do it. And I understand that it's scary. I do. But nothing is going to change as long as we continue to be the ants. And I'm so tired of it. And I'm going to give an example. Someone that I know used to work from home 5 days a week. They were saving money. They were sleeping better. They were going to the gym. Their house was clean. They had a better relationship with their husband. They had a better relationship with their children. They were home more. Their mental health was better. Their job was getting done. But then, you know, hey, time to come back into the office because we want to build camaraderie as a team. Started 2 days a week. This person's pissed off. I don't understand. All of my work can be done at home. Now I got to drive an hour there, an hour back. Got to, you know, I want my sleep, so I'm going to sleep in a little bit more. Now I'm not going to have breakfast. Now I got to stop on my way and get processed shitty food on the way. And I feel like shit now. And I feel tired. I feel lethargic. I feel gross. I don't feel productive. Spending more money. Not getting a pay raise by any degree. Obviously not. Because, you know, the one percenters got to keep their money. You know, make sure that we're busy little bees making them the money that they want to make. But we don't make the money. They make all the money. To then be told, hey, 3 days a week, we're building camaraderie. Want you more in the office. Gotta be in the office. 3 days a week now. And I've asked, hey, what are they doing to build camaraderie? Do you guys like have a team meeting every Monday or every day? Do you guys communicate? No, we just sit in our cubicles all day. We don't talk to each other at all. Oh, so it's just control. They just want to control you. In every fucking capacity. Now, whose fault is that? Well, to be fair, it's the boomers. They're the ones that's setting this precedent. But we the people are not standing up because we're scared. Yes, things are expensive. Yes, they are. But you know what? Kayla and I are making it work. And we are not making a lot of money. And that's okay. We're working through it. We've had some hiccups with things that I'm not allowed to talk about, but not by Kayla and I's fault. I'll just put that out there. But anyway, I digress. I know people, and it's wonderful to see, that have said, hey, you know what? Fuck it. I'm starting my own company. And she sent me a message the other day, and I was fucking beaming. Ear to ear in my smile. And she said, you know what? I don't know why I didn't pull this trigger earlier. You know what's happened? I've put in a lot of effort at first, and now I'm making more. Now. Working less, doing what I want to do, working for myself and not someone else. I know another person. I love it. She said, you know what we did this year? We're not buying fruits and vegetables from the grocery store. We gardened our own garden. Gardened our own garden. We have made our own garden. We are going to garden everything to the table. She has two jobs and two children under the age of 5. Her husband works constantly, so she is very, very busy. She has two jobs. One is her own, and one she works with her husband. With the job of being a stay-at-home mom with her children while gardening. Having a full-blown garden. It can be done. We have to decide. We have to wake up and say, are we going to continue to be these sheep? Are we going to continue to follow these politicians that claim they love us and care for us? So let me give another example of how I know the political parties don't give a flying fuck about us. Now, I might step on some toes with some of these things, and I would love to have a conversation about it if you want to. But I want to say these things and let you know that I will not be having a debate or an argument No good conversation ever came from hostility. So if you want to have a conversation, please call me, text me, whatever you can, whatever you want. And let's have a civil conversation. But here's where I'm going to start. I don't care what your thoughts are on this topic. I have two children in school now. The fact that we keep having school shootings happen is sickening to me. The fact that we keep having school shootings happen and there's nothing to be fucking done, nothing has been done. Not a thing. Yes, I do fear for my children to be going to school. I do. I fear for it. I absolutely do. Because you never know what is going to happen. I want to put it out there that I'm not blaming the teachers. I'm not blaming the principals. I'm not blaming any of them. They are wonderful human beings that have a passion to teach and give knowledge to children. So if you're a teacher listening to this, I love you. I support you. You're fantastic. And I think you are just incredible. But I do fear when my kids go to school. And what are our leaders doing about that? I feel like every month there's a school shooting. And our politicians sit there and nothing fucking happens about it. We have a pandemic where people literally can't afford rent. People are dying yearly because of chronic heart disease. And why is that? And I literally just put that audio in there because of lack of sleep, lack of high nutritious foods. It's just the truth. People are morbidly obese now at a higher rate than any other country. And who's reaping the benefits? It is our government, and it is our pharmaceutical companies, it is our top percenters, it is the one percenters of America that are reaping the benefit of our suffering. And our political parties are doing nothing, neither side. Now you say, well, they're never gonna agree. False. And I'm gonna tell you why they do agree. They are in working together because they want money. They want money, they want control. I have been on TikTok since 2020, when it came out during COVID. I have learned more from TikTok than I have any other app out there. And why is that? Because the American government does not have control and they're scared of it. They're scared. The American government is scared that we are learning about the flaws of America from an app that has nothing to do, that they can't control. I don't see any of this shit on Facebook or Instagram. Why is that? Well, because they control it. Now you say, Mark, you sounded like a conspiracy theorist. I'm not. I literally read a whole wonderful book about it. Dakota, my buddy, he made me read it. Well, we were doing a book club on it. It was a great book about how our government, the moment you get an Apple iPhone, an Android, whatever, they have full access to everything on your phone at any time. You don't think they've worked in a contract with Apple and all these, and Facebook and Meta and all these shit, all this shit, X? They are fearful of what TikTok can teach us. That I have seen more people showing DIYs of making your own garden, DIYs of your own home medications, natural remedies. We don't need the pharmaceutical companies for some things. I've seen more people preaching a healthy lifestyle to lose weight, opposed to depending on medications, which make them, the one percenters, more money. Solutions on how we can be better savers with money, how we, the people, need to, every 2 years, if you haven't gotten a raise, you change fucking jobs, and you go to a smaller business to help support the smaller business. So what happens? So no, hey, Mark, no, they don't agree. The right and left will never agree. That's why gun control laws have never been in effect. That's why the whole abortion conversation is still going on. Climate control is one that fires me up. You got the right wing saying, oh my God, it's a liberal thing. Oh my God, you're a tree hugger. Fucking right, I'm a tree hugger. Doesn't mean I'm a liberal. But here we are, right? Okay, so we'll give this to the liberals here. They're all pro environmental friendly. Global warming. Environmental change. Yet all of these big politicians, what are they doing? Flying in their private jets. Not investing in composting companies. Not investing in proper ways for us to recycle. In Australia, did you know those plastic wraps that go around our food? Or the big containers that keep things in during shipping cargoes? The big plastic wrap? Yeah, they found compostable potato. Compostable potato plastic wrap. That's not even plastic. But yet, no, and it's cheaper. it's cheaper. But America won't do that. We won't do that, will we? Of course not. Because America wants us unhealthy so we can depend on them. They want us to continue to be the ants. Oh, hey, right wing. Oh, yeah. We will never vote to make the environment a friendly thing. The environment's fine. There's no such thing as global warming. Here we go. We got the liberals. We got to fight for that. We got to fight for it. Oh, we're going to do everything we can. And they never come to a consensus, right? They never do. No, really give or take there. Oh, yeah, we want stricter, the liberals. Well, we want stricter gun laws. Stricter gun laws. That's what we want. The right wings. Hey, I want my gun rights. Whatever. They'll never agree. Oh, but then TikTok comes around and they all passed that fucking bill real quick, didn't they? They didn't even fucking blink. They were like, oh, yep, ban it. We got to ban this. This is, oh, red alert. Whoa! Everyone. We got to come together on this one because they're learning. They're no longer being our little servant ants. They're starting to stand up to us. I refuse to vote for left or right because they are this whole TikTok thing. I don't care what your political views are on it. Sure. Could China have a say in it? Fine. Whatever. Fine. The app has been around since 2020. When our country was in shambles because of COVID, you don't think they would have made a strike then when we were at our most vulnerable? Why now would they make their strike if they were going to? Doesn't make any sense. Sure, could there be better laws with it? Sure, I don't know. All I'm saying is that it's funny to me that these parties who refuse to work together on anything that's actually important in our American system, they refuse to work together. Refuse. Oh, but when it comes to a way that we, the people, are gaining knowledge and no longer becoming ants, oh, they'll shut that shit down quicker than they've ever done anything before. Does that not just seem absolutely major league sus to you? So I challenge you to be the ant. Not the ant that the government in America wants us to be. The one percenters want us to be. Be the ants that stand up. Be like Flick, where you look this shit in the eye, don't go vote. If we all came together and didn't vote for the next two elections, we just didn't do it, they would be forced to make a change. I'll give you a prime example. If you guys stopped buying Captain Coffee, you all boycotted me for some reason, and you put the boycott out there. And you said, Mark, because you are posting about, I don't know, pick a topic, your love for Star Wars, we are going to boycott you and not buy coffee from you anymore. I have two choices. Continue to post about it and then go under, or make a change. Do I want to stop posting about it? Do I want to stop posting about it? Not really. But do I want to have a business? Absolutely, I do. You got to make changes. Disney, prime example. If we stopped going to Disney for an extended period of time, if we came together and said, no, enough is enough, and we stop spending the ungodly money to go, they would be forced to make changes. If we stopped depending on every ounce of our government, everything they say, they will be forced to make changes. We outnumber them. And I don't want violence. No, I am not saying violence. I'm not saying we come together and we start a civil war or we do a revolution. I'm not saying that. So before you start thinking, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that they will be forced to make changes if we do it civilly. If we sit here and stop voting, they're going to wonder, what the fuck, man? Why? What? Back-to-back years of record-breaking lowness in votes? Wow, back-to-back years of us having terrible sales here at the pharmaceutical companies? Wow, all of these 1% companies like Amazon, and we're struggling. Why? Well, because we want the employees to have better pay. We don't want there to be a higher differential between the top owner, the top 1%, and the lowest paid customer, the lowest paid employee. There should not be this big of a gap. Should not be this big of a gap. And we need to stand up for that. It's on us at this point. We are the ants, but we outnumber them. We need to stand up to Hopper, which is the one percenters in the government. Let them know that we're not vibing with this shit anymore. I'm tired of spending $130 for basic groceries. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing this inflation. It's, oh my God, it's inflation. Oh, it'll come down eventually. I'm tired of the housing. I mean, I'm in a townhome right now. This could be my forever home with the way things are going. Aren't you guys tired of it? Aren't you? Because I am. I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. I'm scared for my children. Being in school in general, but then what's going to happen after? Are we the millennials, when we come into the power of the boomers, are we really going to make a change? We better. But I'm scared that we won't be able to, because the boomers have made it so that there will be no change. The one percenters are in such control and have us by the balls that we can't make a change. But it all starts with one flick. It starts a fire, lights a fire in everyone else, and we start making changes. Those little changes are, we stop buying from the one percenters. We stop supporting the one percenters for an extended period of time. Make your own garden. Start your own business. Homeschool your children. Sorry, teachers. I don't mean that. You made the last one is indifferent. Because it's not, and I feel bad for that one, because the teachers, it's not their fault. They have a passion. I don't want the teachers to be, so I take that one back. I don't want the teachers to be penalized for this, because that's not fair to them. They've worked hard. I mean, I know many teachers and they're just absolutely wonderful. So it's just tough. It's just tough, because something needs to be changed. It needs to be changed. And it starts with us. You can't depend on our government, because they don't care about you. They don't. The one percenters want to milk you for every damn dime and then yet blame us for why we're in the crisis we're in. Start supporting small companies the best you can. Stop buying from Starbucks. Stop buying from Dunkin' Donuts. Prime examples. Stop buying honey from Target. Go to a local honey shop up the road. Stop using one-use plastics to keep destroying this environment. We can make a change. And I don't want to do it in the way that people think, which is through violence, because I think we can make a change that is not through violence and people getting hurt. The only thing that's going to get hurt are the one percenters' feelings and their budget. That's it. And like I said, some people might come to me and say, well, Mark, you can't do this because of A, B, and C. And you know what? You're right. So then maybe we can then come together as a people and find other solutions to fix this. Because we can. We are the ants. And we can overcome these grasshoppers if we come together. I love you all. I love my people. I love my Ohana. I want to see more love in this country. And it's hard to when there's so much pressure. There's so much sickness. There's so much pain. And our government has yet and will never do anything to fix it. We have had a Democratic candidate in office 12 of the last 16 years. Nothing's changed. When Trump was in office, I didn't see anything majorly changed either. They can't make a major change. Some things are unfixable from the way that they communicate or the way that they have set certain things in. I get that. But we can make a change to this. I know we can. Stop depending on the left or the right. Stop it. Vote this year. Let's have a higher number of votes for the independent candidate or write-ins. Let's have a higher number write-ins. Even if it's for Mickey Mouse or Santa Claus or Matthew McConaughey, show them we're tired of their shit. That's all. I'm not calling out a left or a right person. If you support them, I understand that you have reasons to. I totally understand. I see it. I respect you and I love you and I want to have these conversations. But you've got to see that we are the ants and these people don't support us. These politicians don't support us. They don't want us to live a healthy life. They don't want us to have the life that they had, or they would be helping us do that. Instead, they just say, rub some dirt on it, work harder and get a second job and stop buying Starbucks and avocado toast. When they were living off, they were living very comfortably up with $30,000 income. $30,000 income this year in this economy, that's almost paying for your fucking rent. So I digress. I love you guys. I know this was a heavier, hot topic. But I'm at that point in life where I'm just so tired of walking on eggshells around people and conversations. I think that if more people were outwardly spoken about how we can make a change, I think change could happen. But sometimes people like me, we got to be the flicks and we got to see if we can light a fire under people. And if I offended you by any means, I truly do apologize. I would love, if I did, please send me a message so we can have a great conversation or a civil conversation about this. I'm not trying to attack you or anyone else. I just want you to know that we are strong. We don't need our political parties to set our life up for us. We can do it ourselves. That is all. I love you all. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you guys for listening. I'm always here to listen. I'm always here to talk. Be the ant. Love you. May the brew be with you.